We have an excellent replacement, Joe Ann from Aurora. I've personally known Joe for about 13 years, I think. Used to go to meetings in Aurora myself. And he's been around for a long time and exemplifies the program by still attending meetings with regularity. It is my pleasure to introduce Joe M. at this time.
I don't know if I would have had more time, whether I could drum up a better talk than Laverne asked me to fill in here for about 15 minutes. So I don't know really what to say other than I'm happy to be on the program and I'm happy to talk to you people. And I can only tell my story shortly so that we don't run over the time allotted. I was introduced to AA 2 years after AA was founded. And my sponsor joined AA in Chicago and talked to me about 6 days after he had joined, and he come said to me, he says, there's only one thing, he says, that you'll have to do, and he says, that is, you have to quit drinking. And of course, you all know that that didn't fit in the picture very well with me at all. But we wonder just exactly how this works for each and every one of us. But I think it's mostly by the grace of God. The first step in AA, we admitted we were powerless over alcohol. And our life has become unmanageable. It's very distasteful to all of us, and we know this. And the fact that he told me I had to quit drinking, that was, of course, you know how hard that is, and how little that I got out of it, but he come back the second time and talked to me, and he's the same story, the same thing, just quit drinking. The third time, he had the same story, but he asked me to go into Chicago to a meeting with he, my wife, his wife, and I, and I agreed to that. But worrying about that prompted me to get good and drunk before the evening come around, and I was sound asleep, and they left and attended the meeting in Chicago without me. But when my wife came back and told me about this meeting, it seemed to have changed her attitude completely. Rather than to bawl me out on account of my drinking, and especially because I had promised to stay sober and go to this meeting, she got a lot out of it, and then I made up my mind that I really and truly try this. So, to go to work or to be in my business, I was in meat business at the time. That was absolutely impossible because I started to shake like a leaf. But I made up my mind, and I got the literature, and I read the steps, little at a time, very little at a time. But when it came to turning my life and my will over to the care of God, that was my only recourse, because I had been taken to the hospital twice by my doctor, and God bless his soul, he's not alive today, but I did get him on this program for 9 years before he died. And I was to the Keeley Institute for 28 days, and I got back out, and I thought I was cured. It was called the Keeley Cure at the time. And I thought I was cured, so I tried a drink after I got back to my business, hale and hearty, feeling real good. But I was nervous going back to work, and I thought a drink would help it, and it did. It put me right back to drunkenness, the same as I was before. But when I started to think then about the 12 steps, the parts of the 12 steps that I read, and the first step especially, that I was powerless over alcohol and that my life has become unmanageable, That's when I made up my mind absolutely and positively not to drink. I stayed away from my business for 3 days, shaking, rattling, and rolling, without medication or anything else. But the third day I said to my wife, I'm going back to work. I can't stand it at home. And of course, that was another 4 days of shaking while on the job, but doing the best that I could. Simplicity is a thing that Pat asked me to talk about, and that is this simple program that we have to live by. It surely is a simple program. We understand it. It's hard to understand. It's hard to quit drinking immediately. But if we have any desire at all to help ourselves and to get well, then it is a very, very simple program. When we're off the booze, sure, the shakes and everything else that goes with it. But when we have made up our minds that we are through, and this is the most important thing, then the 12 steps are easy for us, and we'll get well just that much quicker. Now, I have been sober for 35 and a half years, and I know the 12 steps, and I know the importance of meetings. And I still go to 3 meetings a week, because this is our guarantee of sobriety. I have helped, or tried to help, process many men and women into AA, and by the grace of God, I've been successful with some. But those that I have been successful with for a few days or a few weeks or even a few months that failed to come back to the meetings are the ones that went back to drinking. And of course, that only makes it harder to get into AA. After you've been sober for 30 or 60 or 90 days and then try to come back, it's very possible to do, and it's advisable to do it, but it's a hard thing to do. It becomes harder the longer you're sober, and the oftener you fall off, the harder it is to come back. And it's an experience that we learn by attending meetings is how John and Mary and Mike and Peter are getting along. And in our neighboring groups, there's a man that I was amazed and very disappointed with. It was a man who was sober for 13 years, some 2 years ago, and he had a slip, and he hasn't been able to come back yet. So I think that when we turn our life and our will over to the care of God and think of this, this is our help. The only help that I know of, because without this help, it's an awful hard thing to get the help and the power that's absolutely needed. So that makes it nice, too, for us to have a power greater than we are, whom we choose to call God, or you can call your own higher power as far as that's concerned. But then when you are tempted to take this drink, you can always say a little prayer of some kind, or make up your mind to a degree that you're going to miss this drink and not take it. Even if you start to shake and get nervous about it, it's still not worthwhile. So with the little time that's allotted to me, Pat says I should just fill in and say a few words. And I surely am grateful for being here and happy to talk to you. If there are any new people in the crowd, the impression that you get here is enough to help anyone to sobriety. The conference in Canada my wife and I attended it some years ago, and there were 12,000 alcoholics there from all over the world. And here, as Pat says, there are over 700 for this meeting. So we don't have to feel alone, neither do we have to be ashamed of being alcoholics. I don't care who knows I'm an alcoholic. When we start the group in Aurora, why, it become known to the clergy and to the judges, etc. And we had a young fellow come in one time, and this is a laugh. He was arrested for being drunk, and the judge told him to go next door and attend AA meetings for a year or else go to jail. So he came over and he told us that this is what the judge had sentenced him with, and he was going to attend our meeting. The man didn't say two words at a meeting in the year's time until his time was up. And he's come to me and he said, "You can tell that judge that I've attended a meeting a week for a year. And now," he says, "you can all go to hell." He says, "I'm going back to drinking." So this is how it is when a person is forced or sentenced to do something. So when we admit we're powerless over alcohol, that's enough. And with the help of AA, we don't stand out alone. We have so many people wherever we go that are the same as we are and that are willing to extend a helping hand and a few good, kind words that'll help us stay sober. And that's the most important thing. And every message that I tried to deliver to anybody is the fact to attend meetings, because this is what keeps us sober, and it's really and truly worthwhile. The agony and the hell and the misery that comes with drunkenness is by far more than 98% of the sober people in this world know, the misery we go through. But still, we've been looked down upon as drunks. And before AA, there was no help for a drunkard. A jail or a mental institution was all that was open to the drunkard. But today it's a different story. And I hope that this AA group will survive until the end of time, and year after year become larger and more beneficial to the sick alcoholic who needs our help. And especially today, the young people that are lost on account of drinking and dope and mix the two together. So we have a lot to be thankful for, and the 12th step to me is the most important, or not the most, but one of the important steps. And I don't feel that I could help anyone in any way at all that would be anything worthwhile other than to practice the 12 steps and try to help another alcoholic. And I know that I haven't had this power to do this. It wouldn't be by the grace of God and the help of God. I couldn't do it. And the help, of course, of AA. So I feel real happy in going out to help another human being in the 12th step of AA. And I tried to practice 12 steps to the best of my ability. I have a long way to go to be better, but I try to be each and every day. My time is up, and thank you people for listening.